Left off yesterday, in the middle of a big machlokes, three-way machlokes at Tanoim, which really takes up the whole lot over here. So the first opinion that we had already yesterday is the opinion of the Tana Kama. Well, we have two mitzvahs that appear in the same pasuk. We started yesterday. We have the idea of paying chamishim kesef. That if a person is ma'anis a girl, he has to pay a chamishim kesef. And then in the very same pasuk is b'leisiyah le'isha. He has to marry the victim. He has to marry the girl. B'leisiyah le'isha. And these two, the Gemara assumes, are connected. Whenever you have a mitzvah to marry the girl, then you have an obligation to pay the knas of chamishim kesef. No obligation to marry the girl, then there's no chamishim kesef. But the opinion of the Tana Kama, or the Tana of the Mishnah, is that Isha, the pasuk says, V'loi siya l'isha. Isha ru'ilai, a woman who is fitting for him. But he understands that two xeris akasavs to include afilu chave lavin. Then the Gemara brings the opinion of Shimon HaTeimani, the second opinion. And Shimon HaTeimani's opinion is, V'loisiyah le'isha means Isha sheyesh b'havaya. A woman who there is tfisas kiddushin. The kiddushin sticks. So the Gemara says that is afilu chave lavin. Chavilavin, yes, because there is tfisas kiddushin by mamzeres, the kiddushin sticks, but v'loy chavikrisos, but not a brother, sister, mother, a brother, sister, mother, no chavikrisos. No, because there's no tfisas kiddushin. And then the Gemara brings the third opinion, which is Shimon ben Manasseh, which is how we paskin, that it has to be a woman that is Isha haru'il l'kaima, a woman who he could remain married to. And this is v'loy chavei lavin v'loy chavei krisus, okay? We went over this yesterday. But then the Gemara says, so what is the difference between, what is Rav Shimon ben Manasseh coming to include? What's the big chiddush of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh? They're not chavei lavin. Rav Shimon HaTeimani holds, there is a mitzvah to marry the girl. I'm sorry, there is knas. You can't marry her, she's chavei lavin. But there is a knas. By Chavei Lavin, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh says, no, it has to be a woman you can remain married to. Chavei Lavin, you can't remain married to her. So since V'loisiya Le'isha doesn't apply, there's also no knas. So his big finish is not Chavei Lavin. Then the Gemara asks, but what about according to Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin even by Chavei Lavin. Well, if there's no Tfisas Kiddushin even by Chavei Lavin, then Rav Shimon ben Manasseh will also say, V'loi Chavei Lavin, V'loi Chavei Krisa. So what is Rav Shimon ben Manasseh coming to include? There's no tfisas kiddushin by chavei lavin, no tfisas kiddushin by chavei krisus. So what is Rav Shimon ben Manasseh's grace of chiddush that he's coming to say that there's no knas in an additional case? He's more exclusive than Shimon HaTeimani. No, they're saying the same thing. So the Gemara ends up concluding that the difference between Shimon HaTeimani and Shimon ben Manasseh, according to Rabbi Akiva, will have to be by ba'ul l'kayin gavo. Now Shimon HaTeimani will say afilu ba'ul l'kayin gavo, because ba'ul l'kayin gavo is not a phrase as an Easter in the Chumash. The pasuk says, Rashi quotes it, that v'hu isha b'v'suleha yikach. He, Kohen Gadol shouldn't marry a b'sula. So it's phrased as a mitzvah saseh. There, Rabbi Akiva would hold there is tefisas kiddushin. So v'ula the Kohen Gadol, if she's a v'ula to marry a Kohen Gadol, there is tefisas kiddushin, but you shouldn't be made married to her. So Shimon ben Manasseh will say, not, his big chiddush is v'loi v'ula the Kohen Gadol. There's no knas for a ba'ula to a kohen gadol. So Shimon HaTeimani says, there is knas for ba'ula to a kohen gadol, and Shimon ben Manasseh says, there's no knas for ba'ula to a kohen gadol. That is the difference between Shimon HaTeimani and Shimon ben Manasseh. Okay? That's the whole difference. So Rashi already asked the question. We dealt with Rashi's question, what about Zaina? We dealt with that yesterday. But Rashi asked the question at the end of this Rashi, ba'ula to a kohen gadol, if there, she's a ba'ula, the whole parsha doesn't begin to function. The whole parsha, the pasuk says, is only if she's a psula. Ki matze ish nara besula. She has to be a psula. If she's a ba'ula, the whole parsha doesn't begin to exist. There's no knas, and there's no mitzvah to marry her. If a man rapes a woman, stam, she's not a psula, so he has to pay like a personal injury you mentioned the first time. But this special halacha of a knas and marrying her doesn't apply. So if she's a ba'ula, how could Rav Shimon HaTeimani hold that there's knas
By Be'ula, she's a Be'ula. The Pasuk says, Ki Yimati Ish Nara Be'sula. She has to be a Be'sula. If she's Be'ula, the whole Knas and the Mitzvah don't apply. Okay, that's Rashi's Kasha. So Rashi says, at the end of Divrei Masa Be'ula Kain Gadol, Ube Be'ula Shaloi Kedarka Airi. Rashi says, it wasn't the normal way of Bia. So she's really a Be'sula still. It was Bia Shaloi Kedarka, in the not normal way. The E Kedarka, says Rashi, Sulek a Knas. If it was Bia Kedarka, she's a Be'ula, then there's no Knas. So it must be that it's talking about Bia Shaloi Kedarka. That's how Rashi learns. Tosis doesn't learn like Rashi. Look at Tosis over here, the Remaso Ika. Tosis quotes Rashi, Perish Bekuntris, Be'ula Shaloi Kedarka. How do you have this? A Be'ula L'Kain Gadol. So Rashi says Be'ula, and still there's a mitzvah of Knas, I'm sorry, there's an obligation to pay Knas and mitzvah to marry her, must be, she's a Be'ula Shaloi Kedarka. So in the one sense, she is a Be'ula, but at the same time, she's still a B'sula, vis-a-vis the halacha of Knas and marrying her. The problem is, what does this assume, says Tosfos? This assumes, is a Kohen Gadol allowed to remain married to a woman who had Bia Shaloi Kedarka, yes or no? Is he allowed to remain married to a woman who had Bia Shaloi Kedarka? Everybody say, what do you say? Is a Kohen Gadol allowed to... What is he assuming? Rashi's assuming that he's not allowed, because Shimon Ratemani holds this Tosfos Kiddushin, so there's Knas by this girl. But Shimon Ratemani pops up and he says, no Knas, because you can't Isha Ruhi Lakamit, you can't remain married to her. So according to Rashi, that the Gemara is talking about Bia Shaloi Kedarka, we'd have to assume that a Kohen Gadol cannot remain married. That's the difference between them. A Bia Bua Shaloi Kedarka to a Kohen Gadol. Shimon Ratemani holds there is Knas. If Shimon Manasseh would hold there's no Knas. Must be that a Be'ula Shaloi Kedarka cannot remain married to a Kohen Gadol. And that's why Shimon Manasseh holds there's no Knas. Shimon Ratemani holds this feast is Kiddushin. So there is Knas. And Shimon Manasseh says since he can't remain married to her, there's no Knas. So Tosfos says, who says that's true? Look at Tosfos. Dear Maso, Ika Perish Bekuntris, Be'ula Shaloi Kedarka. Vikasha, says Tosfos, the plug to the Ramea Rebbe Lazar, he beperek habol yavimtoi. This is actually a machlaik between Ramea Rebbe Lazar in the Gemara Yavavis Notesimid Aleph. Iksheru l'kain golo. This itself is a machlaik. It's one opinion. The opinion of Ramea is that a kain golo could marry a Be'ula Shaloi Kedarka. So then even according to Shimon ben Manasseh, there should be knas. He can remain married to her. Ik shera l'kain golo v'havale l'meimar. So therefore, the Gemara should have said Ura Meir da Amar Ksheru l'kain golo ma'ik l'meimar. According to a Meir, that a Be'ula Shaloi Kedarka could remain married to a kain golo. So then, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh would say also afilu Be'ula kain golo. This is Isha Siyesh b'havaya. So the Gemara said it should have said, according to Reb Meir, that a Be'ula Shaloi Kedarka could remain married to a Kohen Gadol. What's the difference between him and Shimon HaTemani? What's his big chiddush? He's more exclusive than Shimon HaTemani. He's not. If a Be'ula Shaloi Kedarka could remain married to a Kohen Gadol, the Gemara should have asked that question. V'havale l'meimar, Reb Meir, d'amar k'sher al Kohen Gadol, ma'ik l'meimar. What is the Shimon ben Manasseh coming to add? Kiddika Amar ula Reb Akiva. Just like the Gemara asked, according to the Kiva who holds that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Chavei Lavin, what is the Shimon ben Manasseh coming in? We initially thought that Shimon HaTemani holds there is Knas by Chavei Lavin, and Shimon ben Manasseh holds no Knas by Chavei Lavin, because there is Tfisas Kiddushin, but you can't remain married to her. Then the Gemara says, well, what about according to the Kiva who holds that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Chavei Lavin? So what is the Shimon ben Manasseh coming to add? The Gemara asked that according to Rabbi Kiva. So why did the Gemara ask, according to Rabbi Meir, that Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol is allowed, there should be Knas here, just like the Shimon HaTemani. Shimon ben Manasseh should agree. So what is the Shimon ben Manasseh coming to add? Why didn't the Gemara ask that question? So, Ik Sheol Kohen Gadol, B'Havale L'Meimar, where Meir, Damrik Sheol Kohen Gadol, Ma'ik L'Meimar. We should have asked, according to Rabbi Meir, who says she's Kosher L'Kohen Gadol, we should have asked, but what is the Shimon ben Manasseh coming to add? Kidakam or Rabbi Kiva, Da'amar V'chulei. So, Va'omeri, the Re gives a very, I guess, a technical answer. Va'omeri, the Rebbe Kiva parach shaper k'dei u'ukmei Roshim b'Manasya shu basra k'Rebbe Kiva shahaya rabbi. The Gemara says, according to Roshim b'Manasya, we asked on Roshim b'Manasya, what are you coming to add according to Rebbe Kiva? Because Roshim b'Manasya was a Talmud of Rebbe Kiva. So it doesn't make sense to hold, say, Roshim b'Manasya disagreed with Rebbe Kiva. That was his Rebbe. So he probably agreed with Rebbe Kiva. But it could be Roshim b'Manasya will disagree with Rebbe Meir.
And he'll hold, even though Rameyer holds the Be'ula Shelo Kedag, if you remain married to a Kohen Gadol, Rav Shimon ben Asi will disagree, and he'll say, no, Be'ula Lo Kohen Gadol, Be'ula Shelo Kedag, cannot remain married to a Kohen Gadol, and therefore there's no Knas. We don't have a problem saying he disagrees with Rameyer. But we had a problem saying he disagrees with Rabbi Kiva, who holds that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Chavei Lavin. He couldn't have said, well, I hold that there is Tfisas Kiddushin by Chavei Lavin. He can't say that, because he was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva.
Okay, so the Gemara, so the Rish says, Shahai Rabbi, Rabbi Kiva was his Rabbi, of Abba Hodo Chayeshi Palag Rameyah, Rav Shimon ben Asi. But we didn't have a problem if Rav Shimon ben Asi will disagree with her mayor, and he holds a Be'ula Shaloi Kedarka, to be made married to a Kohen Gadol, is a problem. So then according to Rashi, it comes out that this is the difference between Shimon HaTeimani and Shimon ben Asi. Shimon HaTeimani will hold that there's knas by a Be'ula Shaloi Kedarka, and she was already had Be'a Shaloi Kedarka, but not Be'a Kedarka, and a Kohen Gadol was Ma'aneh, sir, that there will be knas, and Rav Shimon ben Asi holds, since she was Nivela Shaloi Kedarka, she can't remain married to the Kohen Gadol, so there will be no knas. That's how Rashi learned. And but Rabbi Zai, continue on in Taisvis. Taisvis quotes another opinion from Rabbeinu Chananu. Rabbeinu Chananu Piresh, this is tricky, Rabbeinu Chananu Piresh, the Hacha Loi Ma'ari, Be'ula Me'acher. According to Rashi, who did the Be'a Shaloi Kedarka, the Kohen Gadol? No. Some, a third party, the Be'a Shaloi Kedarka. Now the Kohen Gadol is Ma'aneser. So now we want to know, is there a mitzvah to marry her, and is there knas? So we said, okay. He's not allowed to be made married to her. So according to Shimon ben Asi, there's no knas, but there is Tfisas Kiddushin, so according to Shimon HaTeimani, there would be knas. Rabbeinu Chananu says, no. Hacha Loi Ma'ari Be'ula Me'acher. We're not talking about a girl who had Bia Shaloi Kedarka with someone else. Ella, we're talking about Bia Kedarka. But how did she have Bia Kedarka? Be'kayin Gadol She'anas Besula Gemura. The Kayin Gadol was Ma'anes a Besula. Yeah, okay, so she's a Besula. He was Ma'anes a Besula. Okay. So then why isn't she called Roy Lekaima? He was Ma'anes of Besula. V'lechashiva Roy Lekaima, says Taisvis, is not considered Roy Lekaima because now he can't marry her because she's a Be'ula. Who made her to Be'ula? He did, by being Ma'anes her. But since he was Ma'anes her, can he marry her now? No, because she's a Be'ula. Who made her into Be'ula? He did. Say Rabbeinu Chananu Pirah Shachul Amay Be'ula Be'acher, but Kohen Gadol Shanas Besula Gemura. Kohen Gadol is Ma'anes Besula. V'lechashiva Roya Lekaima. She's not considered to be a girl he can maintain, according to Shimon ben Asya. Afal Gav Da'amar Baba Yevimto. Even though the Gemara says Masechtas Yevamis Anusas Atzmai Umafutas Atzmai, the Gemara says, what if a Kohen Gadol is Ma'anes a girl, or a Kohen Gadol seduces a girl? Can he marry her now? Is she called Behu Isha Bivsuleha Yikach? Is that a girl he can marry? So Gemara says, Lo Yisa, he shouldn't marry her, but V'imnasa Nosoi. The Kiddusha, he's allowed to remain married to her. If he marries her, he's allowed to remain married to her. But he shouldn't marry her in the first place. If she's Be'ula from someone else, he has to divorce her. But if it's Anusas Atzmai, or Mafutas Atzmai, she's a Be'ula from him, he shouldn't do it. Shouldn't marry her, but if he marries her, he's allowed to remain married. But says Tosfos, Mikol Makom, Kevin Lechatchilo Lo Yisa Loi Chashiva Ruui Lekaima. Since Lechatchilo he shouldn't marry her, she's not considered to be Roi Lekaima. Dehai Lo Yisa Havi Min HaTorah. Tosfos says that idea that Lechatchilo he shouldn't marry Anusas Atzmai is a din mida Eraisa. Even though if in the end he marries her, he doesn't have to divorce her, that's a din midairaisa lechatchilo that he shouldn't marry her. So Tosfos says, Rashi learns this halacha, Be'ula Lekohen Gadol, Rashi learns that we're talking about, Rashi learns this halacha, that we're talking about Nivela La'acher to another person, Shaloi Kedarka. And it's going not like Rameyer. Like Rabbi Elazar, the Nivela Be'ula Shaloi Kedarka Asur Lekohen Gadol. That's how Rashi learns. Rabbeinu Chananu learns, no. Rabbeinu Chananu learns, we're talking about Nivela Kedarka
Kohen Gadol Atmai. What's the halakha of a anusas atmai? The anusas atmai, if it's his own, that's his, the girl, he was ma'anes. The Kohen Gadol. Lo yisa, the Gemara says, Maseches Yevamos lo yisa, the imnasa nasoi. The chadchila shouldn't marry her. Lo yisa, that's the Gemara in Yevamos. The chadchila shouldn't marry her. But if he marries her, he can remain married. So why is she not an isha haru'i l'kaim according to Shimon ben Menasya? Because the chadchila, lo yisa l'chadchila, the chadchila shouldn't marry her. And says Tosfos, this is a halacha midoraisa. We have to talk about that. We'll talk about it. L'chadchila, you shouldn't marry her midoraisa. If you married her, you can remain married. And nasa nasoi. L'chadchila, you shouldn't marry her. So he holds that there, Shimon HaTimani will hold there is knas because there's tfisas kiddushin by anusas atzmai. There is tfisas kiddushin, but you're supposed to marry her l'chadchila. So she's not an isha ru'i l'kaima. That's the difference between Shimon HaTimani and Shimon Manasseh, according to Tosfos, is anusas atzmai. So anusas atzmai, l'chadchila you shouldn't marry. So she's not an isha ru'i l'kaima, but there is tfisas kiddushin. So that's an isha sheyesh b'havayah. So Tosfos Rashi holds his nivela to someone else. Shulay kedarka. Rabbi Nochanan holds no. It's anusas atzmai. The girl, he himself was nivela. She was a psula when he was ma'anes her. But now afterwards, anusas atzmai. The Gemara says Masechtas Yevamos lechadchila you shouldn't marry her. And Tosfos says that halacha that he shouldn't marry her lechadchila is a din midoraisa. So it makes it an isha she'ena ru'i l'kaima. Tosfos says you have such a thing elsewhere in the Gemara over there. Look, I'll continue on in Tosfos, three lines up in the narrow lines, last word on the line. Hachinami Amar, so too the Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos, by Geres Umukash 8, a girl who's over 12 and a half, or she was injured by an 8, and she no longer has Basulim. She was injured by a branch. Lo Yisa, Chachigo, you shouldn't marry. The Kohen Gadol should marry her. But if he married her, the marriage takes a place. He doesn't have to divorce her. Even though this halacha of not marrying her is a din midoraisa, the Gemara there, it's obvious that this is a din midoraisa. So Torah says, you have such a thing. You can have such a thing that you shouldn't marry her midoraisa, but if you did marry her, you can remain married. It's a very strange concept, and we're going to have to dwell on that for a moment. Tosfos continues on, but oh the Kamar Hasam, so too the Gemara says over there, Masiv Rava. Rava asked the Kasha. Velois Yeli Isha. The Gemara there says that the person who's Ma'anis, the girl, has to marry her. Be Isha Haruiloi. It has to be a woman who's fitting for him. What does that come to exclude? So the Gemara says in Masechtas Yevamos, Prat Almana lo Kohen Gadol. And Almana to a Kohen Gadol, there's no knas, because he shouldn't remain married to her. It's not a woman who's fitting for him. Heichi domi, yes, the Gemara. How do you have it that you can have a discussion of knas by an Almana? If she's an Almana, she's not a psula. The halakha only begins when it's a psula. Heichi domi. So Ilema be kedarka, if you'll say she's an Almana, meaning she had be a kedarka, a real Almana, she had be a kedarka. My Iria, Mishum Almana, why did you choose to say she's excluded because she's an Almana? Well, Kohen Gadol, and that's a forbidden relationship. We should just say simply, she's excluded because she's not a b'sula, she's a b'ula. Mashma, that implies, the b'ulas atzmai asur lo min ha-Torah. It doesn't matter who was b'al her kedarka, whether it was the Kohen Gadol, whether it was her previous husband, any type of bia kedarka already disqualifies you from knas with regards to a Kohen Gadol. Doesn't make a difference who was b'al her. Anusas atzmai, whether she's an almana from somebody else, any bia kedarka implies when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, she's excluded from knas. V'Rabbeinu Tam lo pirish kein. What do we mean, Rabbeinu Tam lo pirish kein? Rabbeinu Tam held that. This is crazy. How can you have a lo yisa lechadchila that's d'oraisa, but if you married her, you can remain married? Wow. If you can't marry her midoraisa, then you have to divorce her if you do. How can you have such a concept that lechadchila you shouldn't marry her midoraisa, but if you did, you can remain married? Says Rabbeinu Tam, this halacha must be d'rabbanan. If this halacha is only midrabanan, then she's an isha haru'i l'kaima. Like we said by Shneor. If this is an isha haru'i l'kaima, if this halacha is only midrabanan, then she's fundamentally an Isha Haruiyah L'Kaima. So there should be Knas. So Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like this whole idea that Rabbeinu Chananel introduces, that you can have a girl, he's not allowed to marry the Chachiga, the Raisa, but if you marry her, the marriage is, takes place. Strange. Must be Rabbeinu Tam says, this whole halacha l'anusas atzma, the fact that you shouldn't marry her the Chachiga, must be the Rabbana. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like this, Rabbeinu Chananel. That's probably what Rashi would argue. Well, this is crazy. Yisro Chachiga must be, Rashi would say, this is the Rabbana. How could it be a Dindai Raisa? But that's how Rabbeinu Chananel learns. Okay, so according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the reason why there's no knas, according to Shimon Manasseh, by Be'ulah Kohen Gadol, refers to a girl he himself was ma'anis when she was a psula. But since l'chatzilah, he shouldn't marry her, she's not an isha l'ulah kaima, because that din l'chatzilah, he shouldn't marry her, is a din midai raisa. But Rashi disagrees, and Rashi learns, no, it's talking about a girl who's nivela shaloi kedarka by someone else. And this, Shimon ben Manasseh is following the opinion that Be'ulah shaloi kedarka is also to a Kohen Gadol. But since there's Tfisus Kiddushin, Shimon HaTimani would hold that there is Knas. If you remember, yesterday we discussed that these two halachas are related. They're in the same pasuk. Everyone is assuming that they go together with varying degrees of intensity of this relationship. But that this halacha of the mitzvah of marrying the victim and paying the knas go together. If there's a mitzvah to marry the girl, then there's knas. No mitzvah to marry the girl, no knas. So we asked yesterday, we discussed at length, in the name of the Yonis Elam, what does this mean according to Shimon ben Asi? According to Shimon ben Asi, it has to be a girl you can marry. Isha Ruliwa Kaiman remain married to in order to be obligated to pay the knas. Does this mean that the knas and the marriage are one halacha? If you can remain married to her on a practical level, then there's knas? Or are these two separate halachas? It's not one halacha, if you can remain married to her on a practical level, then there's knas. It's just that they both appear in the same pasuk. So presumably whatever is being discussed in the second half of the pasuk is what's being discussed in the first half of the pasuk. It's not that practical you have to be able to marry her in order to be obligated in knas. It's just whatever the pasuk is talking about at the end, that's presumably what the pasuk is talking about at the beginning with the two separate halachas. So we said yesterday that the Yonis Elam thinks that that's the pshat, the later explanation. Why? Because he proves that from the case of Shniyos L'Arayos, this was yesterday, that if you have those Arayos that are only Midrabanon, so the Gemara and the Rambam paskins that there is Knas, even though you can't remain married to her on a practical level. Even though you can't remain married to her on a practical level, there is Knas. So he is, but it has to be a girl you can marry in order to be chayav in the Knas. So the Yonis Elam said, no, the pshat is that, not that you have to remain married to her on a practical level in order to become chayav knas, they're not the same halacha. If you have one, then the other. Without one, then you don't have the other. It's that whatever the pasuk's talking about in the second half, that's probably what it's talking about in the first half. So he says, Shnias l'arayos, arayos d'rabana, that you might come to violate arayos d'arayosa, is not excluded from this pasuk. Practically, Chazal said, don't marry this girl. But she's not excluded from this pasuk, she's included in the pasuk. She's not herself, it doesn't affect her own personal status. Chazal said, don't marry her. Listen to us and don't marry her, because you might come to marry his own mother, his grandmother, whatever. Don't marry her. But she's not excluded from the pasuk. So therefore, since Shnias L'Arayas are fundamentally included in this part of the pasuk, Shnias L'Arayas can be chayav in knas. The only reason you can't marry Shnias L'Arayas is not because she's excluded from the pasuk, it's because practically Chazal said, don't marry her. So therefore, the Yonis Elam concluded, this was yesterday, that the relationship between these two halachas is not that they're one and the same. You have to be able to practically marry her in order to be obligated in knas. No. They don't go together necessarily. Just whatever the pasuk's talking about here is what the pasuk's talking about here. And since Shnias L'Arayos are discussed by the pasuk here, you can become a chayv in knas. Even though practically you can't marry her because Chazal said not to do it, since she's included in the pasuk, theoretically, you can be chayv in knas. So too says the Yonis Elam, that's what's going on here between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Brilliant. What does Rashi disagree with Rabbeinu Chananel? Again, I forgot, someone asked during Seder, or maybe it was Morty, that Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat is very striking. Again, you have over here a Kohen Gadol, right? Is Ma'anes Absula? Is she in the parasha of Knas and Veloy Siyel Isha when he meets her? Yes. When he meets her, is she in the pasuk or not in the pasuk? This girl. She's a psula. It fits the right age, well, 12, between 12 and 12 and a half. She is right there in the pasuk. What happens? He's ma'anes her. So Ben Chananel says, oh, now we can't marry her. Because she's anusas atzmai, lechatchila lo yisa.
And that lechatchila is a din midoraisa. So Rabbeinu Kanano said that just excluded her from knas. Rashi says, what? No. The whole idea of the lois yaleisha and the relationship between knas is not that they're one halacha, one and the same. Rabbeinu Kanano holds he has to practically be able to marry her in order to be obligated in knas. Rabbeinu Kanano understands that knas and the obligation to marry her are one package. If there's obligation to marry, then knas. No obligation to marry, or no possibility of marriage, no knas. So Rabbeinu Kanano says, even when he met this girl, she was in the parsha of Nusa. Once he's ma'anes her, and he can no longer marry her, lechatchila, because he's the Kohen Gadol, some Kohen Gadol, he can no longer marry her because he's the Kohen Gadol, so now he's excluded from knas. In order to be obligated in knas, you have to practically be able to marry the girl. And Rashi disagrees and says, no, that's not what the halacha means. These are not two halachas that are really one. It's not that you have to practically be able to marry the girl in order to be obligated in knas. We saw from Shnius L'Arayos, the Rabbanans, that you can't, Chazal said not to marry the girl, but since she's included in the pasuk, she's not excluded. It doesn't affect her own personal status. She's included in the pasuk. So since she's included in the second half of the pasuk, there's an obligation of knas too. So Rashi says, when you approach this girl, was she included in the second half of the pasuk? Yes. So that's Rashi holds. So since she's included in the second half of the pasuk, there's an obligation of knas. Ooh, on a practical level, you can't marry her because you're the kohen gadol. That's true. On a practical level, says Rashi, you can't marry her. But when do we assess whether this girl is included in the pasuk or not included in the pasuk? When the kohen gadol first meets her, says Rashi. When he is ma'aneser, is she the Ki yimotze ish nara basula? This is ki yimotze ish nara basula. Kohen Gadol found the nara basula, and he was ma'anitzer. So she's included in the pasuk of Eloisi Elisha. She's included in the pasuk of Chamishim Kesef. Ooh, on a practical level, you can't marry her. Because anusa sa'atzma lechatchila lo yisa. But Rashi goes, well, that there is still knas. Because when you met her, she was included in the pasuk. So Rashi would say, according to Rabbeinu Kanano, of course there's knas, even according to Shimon ben Asya, by anusa sa'atzmai. He can't hold like Rabbeinu Kanano that Shimon ben Asya would say there's no knas here. Of course there's knas. When you met her, she was included in the pasuk. It's ki mimotze ishi nara basula. That's this girl. When you found her, she was a basula. So therefore, Rashi prefers to learn the Gemara that she was nib when he first met her. She was nivela shalai kedaka by a third party. Now she's not included in the pasuk. Because the Kohen Gadol, a Bu'ula, Shalai Kedak, is also to a Kohen Gadol. So she's excluded from the pasuk when he first met her. But according to Rabbeinu Kanano, who learned the Gemara, Anusas Atzmai, when he met her, she was Kiyishi Matzayish, Nara Besula. So she's included in the Voloisi Aleisha, she's included in Chamishim Kesef, there should be Knas there too. So the Yonis Elam learns Rashi and Rabbeinu Kanano could be arguing about this issue. What is the nature of this relationship between these two halachas that appear in the same pasuk? Rabbeinu Kanano holds that if you can practically marry her, then there's knas. You can't practically marry her, no knas. They're one halacha that has two parts. Marriage and knas. No marriage, then no knas. And anusa tz'atzmai, lo yisa lechatchila, and that's a din midoraisa. So if you can't marry her, no knas. And Rashi learns, no, it's not one halacha that has two parts. It's whatever the pasuk's talking about in the second half, is what it's talking about in the first half. So Rashi says, when you first met them, you assess that not after the fact, you assess that when you first meet the girl. And when you first met the girl, she was below Siela Isha. She was included in that pasuk. So therefore, she should be included in Knas. Included in Knas as well. So the Yonis Elam suggests, could be that Rashi and Ben Hanano are arguing about this Chakira, if you want to call it that we had at the very beginning. What is the nature of this relationship between the obligation to marry her and the Knas? Is it one halacha that really has two parts? In which case, you have to practically be able to marry her in order to be obligated in Knas. That's Rabbeinu Hanano. Or no, it's that whatever the pasuk's talking about in the second half is what it's talking about in the first half. So if she's included in the obligation of marriage, which when he met her, she was. Afterwards, you're right, not. But when he met her, she was. So she's included in the pasuk, and then included in the pasuk of Knas too. The relationship is just because they happen to appear in the same pasuk, but they're really two separate halachas. That's how Rashi learns. Boys, have you hear this? That's Machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Hanano. There is one big point over here in Tosfos, and that is, I alluded to already.
Wait a minute, what happens over here?
You have a girl,
but he meets her, she's a psula. Then what happens? He's ma'anes her. Kohen Gadol meets her, she's a psula, he's ma'anes her. Now the Gemara says, "Masech Tzivam Amos Anusas Asma La Yisa Chachila."
And Tosis claims that's a din midaraisa. She's no longer isha ruli lekayma. Rav Shimon ben Asi holds there's no knas
since he can't marry her daraisa. There's no knas. But if he marries her, what's the halacha? Does he have to divorce her or not?
Can you have such a concept like that, that you have a din lechachila, that's a halacha midaraisa? Midaraisa, they tell you don't do something, but if you do it, you can. It's all fine. We're good. The Rabbanans, of course, you could have such a arrangement. But can you have such an arrangement on the level of midaraisa? The midaraisa, there's a halacha not to do something, or to do something. But it's only lechachila. If you didn't do it, it's not a problem. Can you have a concept like that called a lechachila da'iraisa? Does such a concept exist? Tarsus here clearly assumes that it does. However, this might be very telling. Look at the Gemara. I hope you saw it during Seder. If you don't know what in the context of the Gemara, it might be a little, as we discovered, might be a little challenging. But the Gemara says, Mesechus Nida and Dafsamach Vavam obeys the following. The Gemara says, before a woman goes to mikvah, after she's a nida, so she has to make sure not to have any chatzitzas on her body, nothing blocking the water from touching her body. The water has to touch all parts of her body. If a woman goes to the mikvah and she leaves her hand out, that doesn't work. The tefillah, even if one finger top, knuckle out, tefillah is no good. The whole tefillah has to encompass the whole body. So if you have something on your body that blocks the water from touching the body, you have a chatzitza that's blocking water from touching the body, the tefillah is no good. We know this from tefillah's kelim as well. If you have a sticker on a kli, you put the kli in the mikveh, you have to make sure to take off all the stickers first, because otherwise the water didn't touch the kli in the place where the sticker is. So too, before a woman goes to mikveh, she has to make sure that she has no chatzitzas. What about inside of her mouth? What the Gemara calls beis hastarim, or beis hakmatim, inside the beis ha'erva, or inside her ear, inside her nose, inside her mouth. Are you allowed to have a chatzitza there? So when you go to the mikvah, do you have to have water enter inside your mouth? Rabbi said, we go for a Hashanah Yom Kippur. Anyone here open their mouth? Don't be afraid. No. I hope not. If you're on antibiotic IV, if you do that. But you're not supposed to open your mouth. You don't have to open your mouth when you go to the mikvah. Ooh, so are you allowed to have a chatzitza inside your mouth? So Gemara says, no. You can't have a chatzitza, even though you don't have to open your mouth. 1 minute. The whole halach of chatzitzas is so that the water should touch all parts of your body. A woman, before she goes to mikveh, usually does what's known as a chafifa. She has to sit for an hour in a bath and may go through it. She has to sit for a while to go through to make sure she has no chatzitzas on her body. It's called chafifa. So you can't have any chatzitzas. That's because water has to touch that part of the body. What about inside of her mouth? You don't have to open your mouth. It's not advisable to open your mouth inside the mikveh. So does that, why? So can you have a chatzitza there? The water doesn't have to come. Can you have a chatzitza? The Gemara says no. The Gemara says nehi and dafsam of olam abeis. The bias mayim lo ba'inan. True. Granted, you don't need bias mayim. Makom haroy le bias mayim ba'inan. It has to be able. If you would open your mouth, no obligation to living the chashiva. But if you would open your mouth, the water would have to touch all parts of the body. So you need it to be able, in theory, a royal to be a smile, even though you don't have to open your mouth. Where do you find such a halacha? So Gemara says there's such a halacha by menachos. When you bring a carbon mincha, so you bring flour and it's mixed with oil, sometimes other things. So you mix it with oil. Lichachila, you're supposed to mix the oil with the flour. Let's say you didn't mix the oil with the flour. Is the carbon kosher or pasul? So Gemara says it's kosher. Even though you didn't mix the oil with the flour, it's kosher. Let's say it's not possible to be mixed. How could it not be possible to be mixed? And we're not kitchen people, really, Rabbi Zion, no home ec. But if you have too much flour, the oil can't possibly mix with so much flour. Because it'll mix with a little bit, it won't mix with all of it. So the Mishnah says in Mesechtas Menachos, I think Rashi over here quotes it, yeah, Kuf Gimel Mebeis, that if you put in 61 Esrainim, with a loig shemen, it won't mix that much flour. If it's shishim esrainim with a loig shemen, it will mix. Shishim ve'echad esrainim, it won't mix. So Gemara says the following. Ko haroi lebila, ain't bila makeves bahi. If you mix 60 with the oil, I'm sorry, if you put 60 together with oil, even if you don't mix it, you didn't do bila, you didn't mix it, the carbon's kosher. But if you have 61, that it could not possibly mix. It's not roi lebila. You can't possibly mix. It's not fit for mixing because it's too much. Then bila is ma'akevus bo. Then the bila is a problem. Then the fact that you didn't mix now all of a sudden becomes a problem. If it's possible to do it, then it's not necessary component. But if it's not possible, it becomes a problem. So Gemara says the same is true with regards to water in the mikvah. The water doesn't have to come into the mouth. You don't have to have water in your mouth. But if you have a chatzitza inside of your mouth, it's not roi v'vias mayim, now it's a problem. So just like not mixing the carbon. If you didn't mix the carbon, it's not a problem. But if it's not possible to be mixed, now it is a problem. But Taisus asks in Mesechtas Nida, we understand the parallel? Taisus though asks in Mesechtas Nida that there's a difference. But when it comes to menachos, l'chadchila, you're supposed to mix it. If you didn't, it's okay. But midaraisa, l'chadchila, you're supposed to mix the carbon. If you didn't, if it's not possible, now it's a problem. But by going to the mikvah, there's no lechadchila to open your mouth. That if you didn't, it's not a problem, unless it's not possible, unless you have a chatzitza. There isn't even a lechadchila to open your mouth. So ask Tosis, the parallel is not exact. The Gemara wants to say, you can't have a chatzitza in your mouth. That's why crown, sometimes dental work could be an issue. Discussion in the place, and practically it's not that much of an issue. But let's say you have a chatzitza in your mouth. So Gemara says, "Oh, that's a problem in theory. Why? Because even though you don't have to open your mouth, if you would, water wouldn't touch every aspect. Fine, every part. That's similar to menachos. That if you didn't mix the carbon, it's okay, unless it's not possible to be mixed. But as Tosfos, there's a difference. By the carbon, lechadchila, there's a mitzvah to mix it. There's no mitzvah to open your mouth when you go to the mikvah. What's the difference? So you hear the difference? What's the difference? That's Tosfos' question. That's Tosfos' question. So Tosfos answers in Masechtas Nida Samach Vav Amud Beis. You look it up. It's three lines up in the narrow lines of Tosfos. He says, "V'im Toimar, Amai Loi Bo'inam Bias Mayim L'Chadchila. Why don't you need water to come in L'Chadchila? Just like K'moy Bila, just like mixing the carbon, or Kriya B'Chalitzo B'Bikurim." The Chumash says, it's coming up. Parashas Shavuos. Chumash says at the end of Parashas Kisetze. Chumash says at the end of Parshas Kisetze, when you do chalitza, there's something you have to say. There's a pizman you have to say. He has to take off her shoe, and then there's spitting involved. He says, "Vim lo yachmoitz ha'is v'kachas yishivim." The pasuk says at the end of Parshas Kisetze, Perachav Hei Pasuk Vav Zayin. If the guy doesn't want to marry her, but also Yavim to Hashara Zakanim, she comes to the gate with all with the elders, the Amra, and she says the following, "May Ain Yivami La Hakim La Akiv Shem Yisrael." Hello, this is what we do by Chalitza. She has to say the following, "May Ain Yivami La Hakim La Akiv Shem Yisrael." That's what she has to say. La Ava Yadmi. Then the Zikne Yair call him, and he says, "Lo Chafasti La Kafta." Then they both say, Then she says, "Kacha yaseh le'ish asher lo yivnes beis achiv." What if you didn't say all these things? Let's say you didn't say all these things. So Taisus says, "Oh, then the chalitza is kosher. The chadchila, you should say it. But if you didn't say it, the chalitza is kosher." Or the pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Kisavah. You just turn the page in the Chumash. At the beginning of Parshas Kisavah, the pasuk says, when you bring your first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk says you're supposed to say, "Vanisa v'amarto gufnei Hashem lokecha rami oyved avi." We say it's an agada. "Vayerim mitzrayim v'yagar Hashem say ma'ad v'yisham l'goy gadol atzum v'rav." You have to say these things in front of the kohen. When you bring your first fruits to the Beis Hamikdash, you give the first. You say something. First, you say to the kohen, "Higadati hayom l'Hashem lokecha." First few psukim parshas Kisavah. I now have come to the Beis Hamikdash and I brought my first fruits. The kohen takes the fruits and then you say "Arami oyved avi." So you have to say something. Let's say you didn't say it. Still good bikurim. So Taisa says the following. When you're dealing with a mitzvah, bikurim. When you're dealing with a mitzvah of bringing a carbon mincha, you can have a lechadchila that's deraisa. And if you didn't do it, okay, it's not miyakev the mitzvah. But says Taisa, when you're dealing with tevila in a mikvah, is tevila in a mikvah a mitzvah? Or Tosfos calls it, it's kind of like a matir. It allows you now to become tahar. See, so there, Tosfos says it doesn't make sense to have a lechatchila, something you have to do lechatchila, but midaraisa says not miyakev. If it's a mitzvah, you're doing something that's a mitzvah, so then we can say lechatchila, you should do it like this. You didn't do it like this, you can still yoytze the mitzvah. But if all it is a matir, all you have to do is the letter of the law, so then you can't have a lechatchila when it comes to the letter of the law, that's not miyakev. If you are tahor when you come out of the mikvah, so what difference does it make about lechatchila is b'di'evet? It's not a mitzvah. It's in order to allow something to happen. When you're coming to something that allows something to happen, it doesn't make sense as Tosfos or an iser. You can't have lechatchila. It's treif b'di'evet. It's not treif. Well, then it's not treif. It doesn't make sense. If you're dealing with a mitzvah, says Tosfos, then we can have a concept called the lechatchila d'oraisa. Lechatchila, you should do the mitzvah like this. If you didn't do it like this, not a problem. So Tosfos says bikurim, chalitza says Tosfos, or bringing a carbon mincha lechatchila, you should do it like this. If you didn't do it like this, b'di'evet it's all right. You're still yoy to the mitzvah. But says Tosfos by tefillah and mikvah, if lechatchila you have to open your mouth, then that should be miyakev. If it's not miyakev, then lechatchila you don't have to do it. It doesn't make sense by tefillah, which all it does is allow you. It's a matir. It undoes the tumah to say lechatchila d'oraisa, you have to do something and be the evidence. If you didn't do it, it's all right. So that's why Tosfos says the Yishlema the ain't svara gabi tefila shlo hekpida tarel shi'tara adam. All the Torah says you want to become tahor. The ain't loymar. In such an instance, we shouldn't say lechatchila liboy. Lechatchila you need it. The kaven to be the evidence tahor lechatchila nami liboy. Since be the evidence you're tahor, lechatchila you also don't need it. If the evidence at the end of the day you're tahor, all it is, it's not a mitzvah here. It's just you want to become tahor. So if you're tahor, you're tahor. What difference? I don't need lechatchilas. If you want to be mekayem the ratzon Hashem and do a mitzvah, so you can say, okay, you want to do what I said, do lechatchila like this. But if all you are is trying to become tahor, lechatchila doesn't make any sense. For example, Zavach and Shulchan Aruch by the Dawud Kaisis of Leil HaSeder. It says in Shulchan Aruch, lechatchila, you're supposed to drink kalakos. By kiddush, all you have to drink is a cheekful. You don't have to drink the whole. If you can make kiddush on this big, one of these kaises you see in the Judaica store, you can make kiddush on that. All you have to drink is one cheekful. But you should not use that for dawud kaises, because dawud kaises, the halacha is the way we paskin. You have to drink roiv hakos, and it says in the Shulchan Aruch, majority of the cup, in order to be yotzei dawud kaises. That's the way we paskin, and it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's because rubo kekuloi, majority is like all of it. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you should drink the whole thing. You can, if you drink rov hakos, you don't have to start telling everyone at the Seder, everyone must drink the whole cup. But you should, because we pass it, rubo kekuloi is good enough. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should drink kol hakos, the whole cup. You should drink kol hakos. Why is that? How can you have a lechatchila? But that's the answer, is because that's a mitzvah. There's such a mitzvah of drinking dawud kos. If you want to be yoy to the mitzvah, chachila, drink the whole kos. If you didn't do it, you're still yoy to the mitzvah. What about by shchita, let's say? Shchita, you have to shech, lekon and the veshet. You have to shech, lekon and the veshet. So the Gemara says there, you have to shech roiv of the simen, roiv of the windpipe and the trachea. You don't have to shech the whole thing. But the Gemara says, lechachila, you should shech the whole thing. The whole thing. So Rashi says that's only a din midrabanan. Why is that only a din midrabanan? Because you can't have, the Achronim explained, because you can't have, if, what is shechita? Shechita a mitzvah? Shechita is not a mitzvah. I don't have to walk around shechting animals if I'm not interested in eating them. It's a mitzvah to shech the animals. If I want to eat the animal, you have to shech the animal. So it doesn't make sense to say the animal is shechted with roiv, but you know what? You want to make it really shechted, do the whole thing. If it's shechted with roiv and it's kosher meat, I don't have to shech the whole thing. So Rashi therefore says that must be a din midrabanan. When you're dealing with a matir, it doesn't make sense to say that you have a lechatchila to do it in such a fashion, midaraisa, but if you did it in another way, it's still all right. If you're tahor when you come out of the mikvah, says Tosfos, you're tahor. We can't now impose on you a lechatchila to become tahor in such a way. It's not a mitzvah. Either you're tahor or you're not. Either the meat is kosher or it's not kosher. It doesn't make sense to say lechatchila, do it in this way. It's not a mitzvah. It's a matir just to achieve a certain status. Okay, Rabbi said, do you understand the rule of Tosfos? That's Tosfos' rule, neither, yeah.
How do we make a bracha on matir?
Oh, that's a good question. We find brachas on matir all the time, though. It's just to achieve a certain status. Because the Torah said,
to do it, let's say, what's another bracha on a matir? There's a bracha on tefillah too. There's a bracha on tefillah, there's a bracha on shechita. So the answer is that you can have a bracha on a matir because it's just to achieve a certain status. But still, you're doing that status in the way that the Torah said to do it. But it's not a mitzvah per se. I mean, I don't have to go out of my way. Let's say you have a woman, it happens. A woman's husband dies. They never had any children together, never. And he has a brother still alive. She's 95 years old. She's not going to remarry at this point in her life. That chapter of her life is over. Does she have to do chalitza with the other guy in assisted living? She has to do chalitza. She's 95. She's not interested in remarrying. Never. She died without children. We're going to make her schlep across the country to the brother who's in assisted living somewhere to do chalitza with her. So it says in Pesach Shuva, yes. You see from Taisis, chalitza is, it's a mitzvah. It's not just in order to allow her to remarry. It's a mitzvah to do chalitza. Ooh. There's no mitzvah to go around shechting animals if you're not interested in eating them. But yeah, we find the bracha anyway. We find brachas on material. It's not a... Okay, so Taisis says when you're dealing with a matir to achieve a certain status, tar, kosher meat, doesn't make sense to say l'chadchigo d'oraisa. You're doing with a mitzvah, then we could say, you want to do the mitzvah, do it this way. But yeah, if you didn't do it, you drink the whole kais. You didn't drink the whole kais, you yotze da'ot kais. You should mix the carbon. You didn't mix the carbon, it's not miyakev. But you can't say, you open your mouth, and but yeah, if you didn't, you're still yotze the tefillah. There's no such thing, either you're tahor when you come out or not. And if you are tahor without it, it doesn't make sense l'chadchil to say to do it. Because it's all to achieve a certain status. Once you achieve the status, it's over. Okay, that's Taisa's rule, Masechta's Nida. The rule is the following. When you're dealing with a mitzvah, you can have l'chadchil d'oraisa. That's not miyakev. But when you're dealing with a matir, or with certainly with the surim, you can't have l'chadchil d'oraisa. It doesn't make any sense. If it all it is to achieve a certain status and not to violate an isa, you can't have l'chadchil d'oraisa. What's the problem here then? Yeah, Chorein Mask Akasha and our Taisis. What did our Taisis say? Everybody say, what did our Taisis say? A Kohen Gadol, is he allowed to marry Anusas Atzma or not? Is he allowed to marry Anusas Atzma? He is Ma'anes Apsula. Afterwards, we need to know, is there a mitzvah for Loitzi Elisha or not? Taisis says, the Gemara, when it says, the Chachigo Loisa is a Din Midaraisa. Rabbeinu Tam said, what? It's not Midaraisa. Rabbeinu Tam said, Rashi might also argue, Rabbeinu Tam as opposed to Rabbeinu Chanano, don't confuse the two, said this is Derabbanan. You can't have a L'chadchila D'oraisa here. This can't be a D'oraisa, it must be Derabbanan. Because if not, if you married her, you can remain married. Rabbeinu Chanano learned, no, it's a Din Midaraisa, and that makes her Isha Sheina Rui Wakaima Midaraisa, because this boy Isa is L'chadchila is a Din Midaraisa. What? Rabbi said, what is this halacha that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Ba'ula? Is that a mitzvah or a matir? Is that like avoiding an Iser or is that a mitzvah? He's not allowed to marry a Ba'ula. What would you call that? It's both. It's kind of both. So if Itzel Lepanovitcher, was not the Rav in Panovitch Yeshiva, Itzel Lepanovitcher was a Rav in Rosh Yeshiva Slabodka. He later became the Rav. He left Yeshiva Slabodka. But he left Yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva and Yeshiva Slabodka. Then he left Slabodka and he became the Rav in Panovich. He was the Shul Rav in Panovich. He's known as Itzel Panovich. He's supposed to have been brilliant. He died the same year as Reb Chaim Brisker. So he has a sefer of Chidushim called Zecher Yitzchak. So in the Zecher Yitzchak, he claims that we see from this Taisvis that the idea of a Kohen Gadol marrying a Besula and the Iser of marrying a Ba'ula are really two parts to the same idea. Really, there's two things here. There's a mitzvah to marry a Besula, and then there's an Iser of marrying a Ba'ula. V'hu isha b'besula yikaf. There is a mitzvah for him to marry a Besula and an Iser to marry a Ba'ula. So he claims the following. You see the brilliance. He says the following. He says, how can he remain married to her if she's a Ba'ula? He can't remain married to a Ba'ula. If let's say a Kohen Gadol will marry another guy's Ba'ula. This other person is Ba'ul, this girl, and then the Kohen Gadol wants to marry her. Can he remain married to her? No, she's a Ba'ula. You have to divorce her, okay? Kohen Gadol wants to marry, falls in love with the Ba'ula. Can he remain married to her? No. Sorry, sorry. Can't. That's part of the job, being Kohen Gadol. Gotta divorce her. So, Rabbi Itula Panovitcher says, this Anusas Atzma, where does she fall? Is she a Ba'ula? Is she a Ba'ula? What is she? So he claims she is not a Ba'ula. Because who made her into Ba'ula? He did. When he met her, she was a psula, so she's not a ba'ula. But she is also not a psula. So he says, vis-a-vis the mitzvah of marrying a basula, v'hu isha b'psula ha'yikach, this relates to the mitzvah of marrying a basula. V'hu isha b'psula ha'yikach. There's a mitzvah, sase component. He should marry a basula. She's not really a basula. She's not a basula. So lechatchila, you shouldn't marry her. And how could you have a lechatchila d'oraisa? We ask, how could you have a lechatchila d'oraisa? Taisus says in Maseches Nida. Taisus says in Maseches Nida, "Sam avavim abeis lechatchila d'oraisa is only by." Let's not put this over here. Lechatchila d'oraisa is only by mitzvahs, not by isurim. Lechatchila d'oraisa, the whole idea of having a din midoraisa. That's not mi'akev. In the end, that's not mi'akev. But the evid only applies to mitzvahs. So he asked, marrying a ba'ula is not a mitzvah, it's an iser. So he said, no. Rabbi Itzchak Panovitcher says, no. The Zecher Yitzchak says, when it got this part of Tosfos, the fact you shouldn't marry a chatchila relates to the mitzvah of marrying a besula. The chatchila, she's not a besula. She's not. But this part, b'nasa nasori, is the iser of marrying a ba'ula. Oh, she's not a ba'ula either. This relates to the iser, the implied iser, of marrying a ba'ula, lisa ba'ula. She's not a ba'ula either. She's not a ba'ula because when he wants to marry her, she's not a ba'ula. But since it was ba'ula's atzmai, he's the one who did it, so she's not a ba'ula either. Because he made her into ba'ula. For example, you find the following concept. Rabbi said, what do you say about this? Anybody know how much a ksuba is? The basic ksuba. We add on other things. Basic ksuba, we're learning ksubas, we should probably add. Is Mosayim Zekukim Kasef Tzarf. 200 Zekukim Kasef Tzarf. What if she's a ba'ula? 100. Mea Zekukim Kasef Tzarf. It's 100. Let's say it's ba'ulas atzmai. Not an uncommon phenomenon, Bismanenu. Ba'ulas atzmai. She's a ba'ula. Who made her into ba'ula? He did. How much is the ksuba? So Nevi Yehuda writes, on the side of Shulchan Aruch, the Nevi Yehuda has comments, the Dogum Ravava writes, well, she's a ba'ula. The ksuba is, Me'a zekukim kesef tzarf. Only 100. The Chasam Sofer disagrees, and the Chasam Sofer says, what are you talking about? She's ba'ulas atzmai. She's not a ba'ula, that's true, but she's not a ba'ula either. She's not a ba'ula. Because who made her into a ba'ula? He did. So the Chasam Sofer says she probably had bia with him, al das the kiddushin. She knew at some point there might be marriage. So that's why she had bia. So the Chasam Sofer claims if it's ba'ula's atzmai, she's not called a ba'ula. You hear such a thing? So you can write in the ksuba, Mosayim zekukim kesef tzarf. Either way, you can write in the ksuba whatever you want. That's where Moshe has a famous tshuva. Let's say a guy, about to get married. Not wise to do it right before they're about to get married. Let's say they're dating, and she tells him, she's a ba'ula. So what are you going to do underneath the chuppah over there? The guy's going to get up to read the ksuba, so he's going to say, v'hada, ba'ula, we're married to, Sarah Bas, Rav Yaakov, ba'ultada. What are we going to say? She's a ba'ula? In the ksuba, it says the status of the woman. So we're going to say, she's a ba'ula? It's not going to sound nice for the wedding. So Moshe says, as long as the husband knows that she's a ba'ula, he could decide to give her a matana and write Mosayim Zekukim Kesef Tzarf. You could even write Besultada. You could even write, this woman is a ba'ula. Moshe says, as long as the husband knows, if the husband doesn't know, then you're stealing from the husband. He's only obligated to pay 100, now you're making him pay 200. But if he knows, he can obligate himself to pay more money. That's what Moshe writes, and it's done. If she's a ba'ula, let's say she's a teenager, made a mistake, she's a ba'ula, her husband knows about it, he can obligate himself to pay more money, he can write in the ksuba, besultada.
Some say, though, that it's not really fair then. Because then the girl has to have kind of, you know, up to vidu it before she gets married. She has to tell the husband if she's ever a ba'ula. The husband never has to tell anything to the wife. He doesn't have to tell her if he's a ba'ula. So it isn't so fair. You're right. It's a double standard. What can we do about it? But either way, she has to let him know if she's a ba'ula. If not, he can obligate himself to pay, and you can write in the ksuba b'sulta, though, but she has to let him know. So either way, you can write in the ksuba whatever you want. But what are you obligated to pay? What is the chassan obligated to pay? So the Nevi Yehuda says, if he was the one who made her into a ba'ula, so all he has to pay is me'ezek hukim kesef tzarif, she's a ba'ula. But the Chasam Sofer disagrees, it's quoted there in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch in the Pesach Yeshiva. Chasam Sofer disagrees, says, no, it's ba'ulas atzmai. Ba'ulas atzmai is really not a ba'ula either. So that's what Taisus holds also. Taisus holds, when it comes to the mitzvah of marrying a b'sula, so the chachila, this woman who's anusas atzmai, is not a b'sula. She's not a b'sula. So, lechachila, you shouldn't marry her. But how can you have a lechachila doi rice? The Taisus has an easy growing of lechachila doi rice by mitzvah. That's vis-a-vis the mitzvah of huvi isha b'sula yikach. That's what the Zecher Yitzchak says. There's two parts here. With regard to the mitzvah, marrying a b'sula, lechachila, she's not a b'sula, so you shouldn't marry her. B'di'eved, though, in the end, the marriage does take place. Why? But there's also an Iser here of Ba'ula. So this girl is not a Ba'ula, though. Vis-a-vis the Iser, you can't have a Dinla Chathila that's not Miyakev. If she's a Ba'ula, she's a Ba'ula. He has to divorce her. The answer he says is she's not a Ba'ula either. She's not a Ba'ula. There's an Iser Lisa Ba'ula, so you claim she's not a Ba'ula either. She's not a Psula. That she's not. But she's not a Ba'ula either, because he's the one who made her into a Ba'ula. Where do we ever see this concept? If you made the girl into a Ba'ula, she's not a ba'ula vis-a-vis you, so the Chasam Sofer says like that. Halacha L'maaseh said that if the guy wants to marry ba'ula's hatzma, he has to pay her the full ksuba. Why? Because since he's the one who made her into a ba'ula, she's not a ba'ula. So since he made her into a ba'ula, she has to pay the Masayim Zekukim Kesef. It's also relevant, this same halacha, one last point, is also relevant to Sheva Brachas. Turn back in the Gemara to Zayin HaMebeis, Rabbi Isaac. Last thing. We're getting ahead of ourselves, discussing Sheva Brachos. But look over here, we haven't even got married yet. Look over here, Zayin Mibes, top of the Gemara. What's the halacha? How many days Sheva Brachos? 7 days Sheva Brachos. 7 days Sheva Brachos. The first 3 days also he's not allowed to do work. Not only is there 7 days of bracha, the husband is not allowed to go to work either in order to make sure that his wife is happy, to stay home and make the wife happy. How many days Sheva Brachos? 7. Let's say one of them is not their first time getting married. How many days Sheva Brachos?
1.
So Gemara says over here on the top of Zayin Mebeis, Mevarchin lebesula shiva ula almana yoy mechon. So for a besula you make 7 days Sheva Brachos. If she's an almana, 1 day. If she's an almana, 1 day Sheva Brachos. Which basically means the day of the wedding. You make Sheva Brachos, then there's no second day. The day of the wedding counts as for day one. So whatever you make Sheva Brachos, the day of the wedding, so that's it. And that day. My Rav Afilu Almana Nisayis LeBachur. Is this not an Almana who's marrying a guy who's getting married for the first time? La, the Gemara says. La Alman. If it's an Almana and she's marrying an Alman, both people, it's a second marriage, then it's 1 day. Aval LeBachur. But if it's his first time getting married, my, what's the halacha? Shiva. So the Gemara says, if it's either one's first time getting married, 7 days. So if, let's say she's been married before, he's never been married before, 7. If he's been married before, she's a psula, she's never been married before, also 7. Either one is the first marriage, 7. But if both have been married already, it's 1 day. What if they're bu'ulois? And what if it's bu'ulos atzmoi? How many days? So we're going to see this relates to this issue too. Amir Tzachem will pick up with it tomorrow. And then we're going to go on in the Mar Mekayimus to the next topic. But there's still a Ran on this Gemara. Rabbi said you should start with the Ran tomorrow, and then we'll go on in the Mar Mekayimus. Okay,